Yeah, I have a lot in common with a guy from the first century BC, yeah. Actually, he was a Roman officer leading his men on a mission that took them into uncharted territory. Now, back then, map makers drew dragons beyond the line of what was known and explored. So from Dragonland, the commander dispatched a courier back to headquarters with an urgent message. And this is where I crossed paths with this ancient warrior. He said, "We have just marched off the map. Please send new orders." I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about new territory. No map. I get that. I mean, doesn't it sometimes feel like we've marched off the map? It's crazy politically. It's hard to guess where our country might be headed, where the world might be headed. The economy seems to be in unexplored territory. It's hard to know how to plan for the future. And there are countries in the world that are like ticking time bombs in a nuclear way. Nature's been doing her fair share of wild things, rewriting life stories in her wake. And medical care in the future, we've seen what viruses can do. Places we've always considered safe zones have at times become killing zones. Malls and theaters and schools and offices, airports and lone wolf terrorists. And our weather forecasts a few months ago warned of a polar weather system, and you could barely move at our local Walmart. People didn't want to be caught unprepared for what was coming. Now look, the weather's a whole lot easier to forecast than the world. It's increasingly hard to know what's coming and how to prepare, because there's so much we can't control or predict, but not everything. Years ago, my wife and I read a book called Future Shock. It was a landmark book at the time by Alvin Toffler. And maybe this new territory, no map, isn't so new after all. He talked about the death of permanence and the importance of creating stability zones in the middle of constant change. And I like to call it an island of sanity in an insane world. My wife and I actually set out to create that island for us and our children, an environment where each family member could come home each day to a place that they knew they were safe, not another battleground, where you knew you'd be heard, you knew you'd be hugged, you knew you could talk about things without fear of rejection or condemnation. Traditions help. Predictable rhythms in a crazy world. Dinner time, family night, bedtime, off-to-school rituals, family meetings to talk about family issues. It's a map to go by. And while there are lots of unknowns, maybe about the economy, about the world, about government, we can try to make our personal finances a stability zone by putting away or throwing away our credit cards, sacrificing to get out of debt. It's cutting cords that tie us to a system that puts outside forces in control of our life. Sanity factor, setting up boundaries so I won't be controlled by social media that intrudes. Or not overcommitting, leaving room for Murphy, you know, knowing what can go wrong might go wrong. New orders for uncharted territory. Or maybe just rediscovering some old orders we've left in the shuffle. Old orders like our word for today from the Word of God, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A shepherd to follow in uncharted territory. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it says, I will fear no evil because you are with me. I remember how safe I felt when I heard that as a kid and how much my dad wanted me to read that for him just before he went into the surgery he would never recover from. The shepherd Jesus said, I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus did that for you, because we've all got this sin issue that separates us from God and keeps us from heaven. But for Jesus, there's no uncharted territory. He's been to the grave and back. And he's ready to lead you the rest of your life if you'll put your trust in him. I've never gone wrong by following the shepherd who knows every corner of the future. If you don't have that anchor, would you tell him today, Jesus, I'm yours from this day on. Go to our website to find out how to know you belong to him. It's anewstory.com. For Jesus is the one who has the map for your uncharted territory.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.